was 1956, and a young Marilyn Monroe was a sensation in Britain, there to film with Laurence Olivier, another kind of icon. In My Week with Marilyn, the sexy blonde is played by Michelle Williams.
And in such a way that the customers say that I certainly can.
Hollywood composer Conrad Pope was asked to score the movie's music.
So it's a big arrival when she walks through the airplane.
On the set in Britain, the cast and crew recreated the earlier era, telling the story of a brief romance between Monroe and a young production assistant. At his piano in Hollywood, Conrad Pope worked to capture the feeling of the 50s as he composed the score, working from a theme song by French composer Alexandre Desplat.
Marilyn Monroe, of course, is this iconic figure, and so that it allows you to have all this sort of very grand music. She's a very exuberant figure in terms of her, at least the reaction she elicits from men, and so it allows you for some joyous music as well.
Surprise! Roger and I decided to take you on an adventure.
The film's score is inspired by the big band sound. It varies from scene to scene.
You take a simple theme and you can put it through a lot of different guises, and that's what we've done.
Pope is a veteran arranger and conductor who has worked on dozens of major movies. As a composer, this is his biggest film score to date. He says this richly textured film was ideal for a composer.
Yeah, I think for anyone that's a musician in Hollywood, it was kind of a dream project.
He says the music helps tell the story of My Week with Marilyn and helps viewers understand Monroe's brief and tragic life. She died in 1962 from a drug overdose at age 36. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.